From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trouble at the TSA. A recent audit of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration shows the agency has failed to identify 73 workers with links to terrorism. A recently released report from the Inspector General's office says that while the TSA's screening of its workers was generally effective, the agency does not have access to terrorist watch list information needed for a more thorough evaluation. Two escaped murderers facing life in prison remain on the loose after a prison break in upstate New York. Authorities are offering $100,000 in rewards for information that leads to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt. Guards discovered the killers were missing early Saturday from a cell in the maximum security Clinton Correctional Facility near the Canadian border. An Egyptian court sentenced 11 people to death Tuesday in connection with a 2012 riot at a soccer stadium in Port Said. The riot left 74 people dead and hundreds injured. Egypt's worst case of soccer violence began at the end of a match when local fans stormed the field and fought with visiting fans. The court on Tuesday also sentenced 40 defendants to terms of up to 15 years. 20 people were acquitted. The sentences can be appealed. Greece has offered a new economic reform plan to its international creditors. The debt-ridden nation hopes to avoid a possible default at the end of June. Details of the new plan were not disclosed, but some officials said they focused on revised fiscal targets and new ways to generate revenue. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday slammed the group of seven nations for making what it called irresponsible remarks about China's territorial claims in the East and South China Seas. In a statement at the end of a summit in Germany on Monday, G7 leaders expressed concern about Asian maritime tensions and called on all sides to respect international law. Those comments were seen as a criticism of China's efforts to create artificial islands to enforce its claims in the South China Sea. The South Korean Health Ministry is announcing the death of a seventh person from Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. The ministry said Tuesday the victim is a 68-year-old woman who had been in the emergency room of a hospital where previous infections had taken place. After India ordered a brand of instant noodles off the shelves over safety concerns, authorities are widening tests on other brands of noodles, pastas, and macaroni. Anjana Pasricha has more.
The report that Nestle's Maggi noodles contained high amounts of lead and taste enhancer monosodium glutamate first trickled in from a remote town in one of India's poorest states, Uttar Pradesh. Within days, the country's food regulator declared Maggi noodles unsafe and hazardous for human consumption and ordered one of the biggest food recalls in India. At least six states and the Indian Army banned the popular two-minute noodles, which were Nestle's fastest-selling food item in the country. Nestle has contested the results, declaring the product safe. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
A series of terrorist bombings killed at least 20 people Tuesday in and around Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The most serious blast came when a car bomb blew up along the city's busy Palestine Street, home to numerous stores and restaurants. South Sudan's negotiators are once again gathering in Ethiopia to try to solve the 18-month-old conflict dividing the world's youngest country. Marta van der Wolf reports.
Once again, delegations from South Sudan's government, the rebel opposition, and the former detainees are meeting to find a solution to the crisis sparked a year and a half ago when President Salva Kiir had a political fallout with his former deputy, Riek Machar. Monday's talks amounted to consultations on ways forward and a new negotiating mechanism, also known as IGAD Plus. IGAD is the East African bloc that has been mediating talks throughout the conflict. IGAD Plus would now include the African Union, European Union, Britain, the United States, Norway, and China as new members. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. space agency NASA has released images of Ceres, a dwarf planet orbiting the Sun between Jupiter and Mars. Ceres is the closest dwarf planet to the Sun. It is seen in unprecedented detail. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.